It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you're in the Portmarnock area, why not pop into the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar and Grill below our studio here is well worth popping into. Fantastic menu, great food, great staff. It's just literally everything you could need. And if you're from outside of Dublin and you're looking for somewhere to stay in the capital, the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock is an ideal location. There is the terminus for the number 42 bus right beside the hotel. That brings you into town. The Dart station is only down the road. Why not stay? Why not book the White Sands Hotel? So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? We've gotten a bit of grief on online over the last...
Now you're playing it down.
Okay,
abuse is the word.
Okay, we got a bit of abuse online over the last while, over a recent episode of the Opinions Matter podcast.
Now, can I just say, before we tell you about what it's about, I always find it bizarre that people listen to our podcast, which is called Opinions Matter. So the key is in the podcast. So you choose to listen to this podcast. You have to actually find this podcast. We don't force it down your throat. You opt to listen to this podcast. It's called Opinions Matter. So you know that it's hosted by us, it's our podcast, and we give our opinions, and we also invite opinions on as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? And it always surprised me that people get upset when they hear opinions coming out of either yourself or myself that they don't agree with. Now, these are the same people that would be out marching for free speech. Free speech, we want free speech in Ireland. The people who march and want free speech, you know, the patriots.
Mm-hmm.
Free speech, they only ever want free speech
on their terms.
On their terms that they want to hear. Mm. So they're happy with free speech if it's the free speech they
hear. Okay, so let's put this in context. Our recent episode, the last episode before this one, was entitled "Bus Driver Threatened by Patriots for Taking Job at iPass Centre." Okay, and during that conversation, we spoke to a lady called Marion,
who was very respectful, by the way.
Yes, she was.
She was very respectful.
And Marion, and I'm going to play you a little bit of it. So if you didn't hear the episode, Marion believes that the population of Ireland is being replaced by foreign nationals in a deliberate government policy. So the government is deliberately importing foreign nationals to replace the Irish people.
Yeah.
That's her belief. And it's a belief that is shared by some. It's called the Great Replacement Theory. Okay?
Now, and the key to that is theory.
Yeah.
Now, what theory means, a lot of you probably don't remember this from school, but you used to learn about this in a maths class and stuff like that. And a theory is something which has to be proven. That's where the word theory comes from.
Mm-hmm.
So the Great Replacement Theory is a theory because it hasn't been proven yet. Okay? But a lot of people, and we're prepared to give all sides, like... When you're trying to deal with people out there, Stephen Donoghue straight away, so he's listening to this podcast. Stephen Donoghue, you've been invited. Like most people, you've been invited on the show. We know you won't come on because you don't have the intelligence to actually have... So his thing was you're two government puppets. Now, what does that even mean? I would love... Someone who thinks... I would love in the next hour with someone with half a brain who believes that we're government puppets to explain to me. I don't know what that means. Does that mean Simon Harris has his hand up my arse and he's operating me with strings?
Don't know.
But what is a government puppet?
I don't know.
Because people believe we're government puppets. So can someone please explain to me how and why we're government puppets?
Okay, so this great replacement theory.
Yes.
Most people believe it's a conspiracy theory. Some people believe that it's a conspiracy to overwhelm Ireland with foreigners. For many of them, they believe that the government, NGOs, the European Union and the UN want to replace Irish people with brown and black people from abroad.
And now, we asked, and we're going to play the clip, from Marion, and I thought we were very respectful to Marion. We gave her airtime. We didn't agree with what she said. That's what this
podcast is all about.
Is about. It's called Opinions Matter. Her opinions matter, so does ours. But what a lot of people believe is that And she said, and I'm not sure if this is in the clip, but she said when she walks around the town in which she lives, she feels like a complete stranger.
Yeah, she doesn't see any Irish people.
That she doesn't see any Irish people. Now, that is the case for some parts of Dublin. I mean, I was up in Parnell Street there a couple of weeks ago. I had to get something in a shop on Parnell Street. And when you walk on Parnell Street, yes, it's a multicultural street. You hear accents from all different countries. But that, why do Irish people have such a problem coming to terms with that? That is the case in most cities. In most cities, when you go to New York, most of you have been to New York. When you go to New York and you get into a taxi, I've never been in a New York cab where the taxi driver is a native New Yorker. They're usually Indians or South Americans or whatever the case may be. And you just accept it. Most modern cities, yeah, cosmopolitan cities, have nationalities from all over the world. But Irish people seem to have an issue trying to grasp the fact. And it doesn't matter where they're from, by the way, if they're Brazilian or if they're Indian or whatever the case may be. The fact is, and this is a fact, this isn't a theory, this is being played out, by the way. The fact is, we need people from other countries to keep this country ticking. If every single foreign national was to up and leave, and I'm talking about,
Well, all of what you're saying here is kind of not the point of this conversation. The point of this conversation is the belief by Marion and others. In fact, I found a survey that showed 22% of the population of Ireland actually believe there is a deliberate policy to replace white Irish natives with foreigners.
To what end?
So we got an awful lot of grief online over the past 24 hours from the usual agitators. But anyway, over our conversation with Maureen, and because we just didn't
Marion,
take her seriously.
Yeah. No, so, we did take her. Well, I took her seriously, but I don't accept what she's saying.
Okay, have a listen to this from yesterday's podcast.
Are you okay with their full replacement of the Irish people?
I don't even understand what that statement means. Well, it's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
We're being replaced.
Literally,
look around you.
Being replaced. Well, look around
yes,
me.
We are.
What do you mean, look around me?
Look around. What have you noticed?
What's to notice?
There's plenty to notice if you open your eyes.
What should I be seeing?
I think Marion's trying to say there's more.
I'm not going to tell you what you should be seeing.
What are you seeing? What are you seeing when you open your eyes in the morning, Marion? What are you seeing?
I don't see too many Irish people about.
What? Jeez, I bump into them everywhere.
You can laugh all you want, I don't care. I really don't care.
So there's no Irish people left?
I tell it as it is, and if you don't like it, that's too bad. The government has an agenda. I have an opinion.
What's the government's agenda?
To replace
us. Work that one out. I'm not going to put words in your mouth.
If you go down that road, why would the Irish government want to replace their own voters with foreign nationals who probably won't vote for them? Why would Micheál Martin want... why would he want Irish people replaced? No, answer the question. Don't laugh. Answer the question.
Well, if I have to explain that to you...
Well, no, I know you do.
But you actually do, because I haven't a clue.
So I want to know why the government wants to replace Irish people with Africans. Just in one sentence, when Micheál Martin gets together with Simon Harrison, they have their little meetings. Why do they go, we need to get rid of Irish people and get them replaced with Africans?
First of all, they're globalists. They're puppets of their globalist masters. Following orders. That's number one.
You're going to start mentioning Soros now and it's always
no,
the same.
No, I'm not mentioning. I'm not getting into that.
And bloody Bill Gates.
But again, Marion, if you can answer the question, please. What's in it for the government to replace the Irish population with foreigners?
To collapse the economy.
So they want to collapse the economy, yeah? They want another recession.
Yeah,
where the country
so they can bring in certain measures that they have in mind.
What are those measures?
Well, you need to read up on that.
But where do I read up on it? Tell me where to... No, stop laughing.
I'm really sorry, and I'm not... I'm not meaning to be disrespectful, but you're talking utter shit.
I'm not laughing at you, am I?
You're talking utter rubbish.
That's your opinion? You're talking utter rubbish is my opinion.
We got a message in just a moment ago on our Facebook page as we're doing the show live.
These come in all the time.
All the time. Have a listen to this. This is from Paddy. How are you, Paddy? Paddy says, just a simple question. Does your station get any grants, donations or any help directly or indirectly from the Irish government? Now, Paddy.
First of all, no, I'd like to say mind your own fucking business. That would be my first answer. However, we are very transparent.
Yes, we are.
Very transparent.
So, Paddy, firstly, we're not a station. This is an independent podcast production.
I don't think he gets podcasts. I don't think so either.
Paddy, we don't work for a radio station. This is an independent production that myself and Jeremy do every day. So that's the first thing.
Well, explain what that means, because he's a bit slow. So
we don't work for a radio station. This isn't a radio station you're listening to. This is a podcast you're listening to. And secondly, no. Is the answer. We don't get any government grants. I wish we bloody did.
I'd love a government grant.
Because it would help our independent production. But no, Paddy, we get no money from the government and we are not a radio station anyhow. Okay? So, thank you. Now, I want to bring in this WhatsApp voice note from Sean on this.
Lads, brilliant topic to bring up today, but unfortunately, I can't blade and get on. I'm busy. But you just have to look at the statistics. In 2023, 12% of the population was from foreigners. This year, census, 15%. So in 2 years, it's at the jump in 3%. We're only a small little country. In about 10 years, that's going to jump over to half of the population, and we will be outnumbered in our own country. It's unfortunate, but you know what? The Irish will rise above, and we will put a stop to this. I hope the topic goes well, and I'll be listening to it later on, lads.
All right, Sean, thanks very much indeed. The Irish population is going to rise, and we're being replaced.
He says the Irish population is going to drop. Now, that may be the case. Irish people are having less kids than ever before. Our grandparents had 6 and 7 kids. That the average is probably 2 now. But are they suggesting then that foreign nationals, say African people, are coming into Ireland and having 8 and 9 kids to outdo us?
Well, that's Marion's belief.
So it's a plan.
It is a government plan. You heard what she said. It is a government plan to import foreign nationals to overtake this country. I mean, some people call them invaders. That's the conversation
Most foreign nationals I know that come here just want to come here for a better life, want to work. And
anyway, I want to find out really how many of you actually believe in this theory. That this is the great replacement and Irish people will be completely overrun by foreigners within the next few years.
And
it's a government policy.
And actually have the balls to come on to the podcast. Give out the number there, Adrian, because I don't want any excuse that we didn't let people on. Because there's a fella here called Mason Hunter, which is obviously a made-up identity, who's sending links good-o. Mason, we don't have the time or the energy to be reading 50 different links that you're sending us about great replacement that you read online. Come on the air and we can debate man to man. You know how adults do it, how grown adults. Just sending 50 different links of how you believe.
Which are all being blocked anyway, so.
Yeah, so actually come on the show, Mason Hunter, with your fake profile. Come on the show and actually conduct an adult conversation. Engage your brain. We're not reading. We haven't got the time on a live show. This podcast is recorded live. We don't have time to be reading links after links after links. So come on the show and engage your brain.
Joe, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Joe?
Hi, Adrian. Can you hear me there?
I can hear you perfectly. What did you want to say on this, Joe? Do you believe in this great replacement theory that that a government policy is to literally replace the Irish?
No, Adrian, I don't. I don't at all, because as you've argued, and as many of you have argued, it's just... this is some sort of imported nonsense from the US or the UK, from the far right there. It's been doing the rounds. They mention also these things, the Kalirji plan, or I don't know what it is, or the World Economic Forum. These are people that have spent far too much time on YouTube watching extremist kind of ideologies from the UK and the US talking about how white people in those countries are going to become a minority. It's not grounded in fact. And it's interesting that you're having this discussion today, Aidan and Jeremy, because the CSO have actually released their latest population statistics today. And in that, and it's, you have to dig down into it, you clearly see that last year, up until April 2024, 140,000 immigrants came into the country. Now, not all of them are black people or Asian people. A lot of them are returning Irish people, white English people, white Americans, white Europeans. But the interesting thing is, it was 140,000 up to April 2024 last year. It's 120,000 up until April 2025 this year. What's my point there? Immigration is already going down. So already in the last couple of years, when you compare the statistics, immigration into this country is gone down. And the number of people coming from countries that these racist people think are replacing us is already going down as well. They're of the belief that everybody coming into this country is a black person or an Asian person or a brown person from South America. They have no understanding that the majority of people that come into the country are either returning Irish immigrants, Europeans who are white European people who have a right to come here due to freedom of movement, freedom of travel, or white Americans or white English people. It's not all black and Asian people. And as I said to you, when you compare the figures from up until April 2025 to the figures up to April 2024, as released by the CSO today, being reported on the Journal, Independent and all the other things, you can clearly see that the figures have gone down.
Now, to play devil's advocate here, one of the things, and Marion sounded like a very intelligent woman who we spoke to on the previous podcast, you heard the clip over there. She would be right in saying that when you go to certain parts of Ireland, that, you know, it is multicultural, and sometimes you do have to look hard to find someone that has the same accent as you or is an Irish national. I mean, that's a statement of fact. Is that a bad thing or a good thing?
I don't understand. I don't really see the point of that, because you could have gone to Gort in Brazil, in Galway in the 90s, and you could have said the same thing because there was loads of Brazilian people working there because of the meat factory that opened up there.
Yeah.
You could have gone to Ballyhonus in the 1970s.
That's right,
you could have
yeah.
seen loads of Pakistanis there because they moved there because of the halal meat factory. Or you know what I mean? You could go to certain parts of, let's say, Balbriggan, and I don't mean the whole of Balbriggan, some parts of Balbriggan where sections of the Nigerian community are quite, you know, popular, are quite populous. Again, you could say the same thing. But these are just pockets. Like, I live in a large town in County Galway, and like, you don't see any other people other than white Irish people.
So when you hear
places outside Dublin,
and it's the same story. And it's my by contrast, and I'm not saying this is a bad thing; it's actually a good thing. By contrast, I look at my young fella's circle of friends. So he has a circle of 11 friends, good mates. Mm. And out of that circle of 11 mates, so they're all 10 years of age. And I'm not saying this is a negative, by the way. I think it's great. Out of a circle of 10 or 11 friends, two of them are only Irish, him and another one. And then he has an Indian friend. He has a Pakistani friend. He has a friend who is China. He has a friend who is from Spain. It's all multicultural. Yeah. And I think that's absolutely great. I don't see the problem
but
with
this
it.
This is the thing, Jeremy. In the 90s, speaking as an Irish person who has brown skin, I was the only kid in my class in the 90s who was Irish but wasn't white. And when they talk about this great replacement, what are they talking about? Are they talking about white Irish people being replaced? I presume they're not talking about the likes of Paul McGrath or somebody like me, or even Phil Linners, God bless his soul, or black or brown Irish people. Because it seems to me when they talk about the great replacement, they're specifically talking about white Irish people.
But even though talking to you, you would never, and why would you? You'd never know what colour your skin is
you
from your
hear
voice.
An accent, surely.
But there are people who listening to you who would have judged you one way at the start, because people were commenting.
And now they've changed.
Yeah, comments are coming in saying white lefty wanker and stuff like that, and Irish wanker. And the usual stuff.
Usually.
And then now that people know that your skin colour is not white, there are people listening to this who would believe...
Who don't think I'm Irish.
Who don't think you're Irish. Yeah, who don't think you're Irish.
And I'm almost 40, born in Galway, you know what I mean, here all my life, but they would still regard me as not being Irish. Yeah.
And how does that make you feel?
But you see, to be honest, Jeremy, and you know this, and yourself and Adrian have been doing this for ages, a lot of these people, they're like, they never spoke up years ago when Ireland was being hit by water charges or property taxes or other things. They've only got a big mouth now. So I don't really listen to these people. Do you know what I mean? These are people that have watched YouTube for too long. They've become brainwashed.
Okay, so
when
you hear, Joe, that, and I mentioned a survey from 2 years ago, no, from last year, actually, which showed that 22% of the population of Ireland have some belief in this great replacement theory. Does that shock you?
It doesn't shock me, no, because let's be honest, Adrian, and you and Jeremy, you guys both know this, there are nefarious actors out there who will deliberately prey on less educated sections of our population. I'm not talking about class now. I'm not talking about that, because there's this classist idea out there that it's only working class white Irish people that believe in this great replacement stuff. That's bullshit. I've heard students say it. I've heard, I work in the finance sector, I've heard professionals, one or two, say similar things to the Great Replacement. So no, it's got nothing to do with that. But the problem is you do have the various actors out there who will prey on those who lack critical thinking, who lack their own basic intelligence.
Okay, so...
And unfortunately, those people will fall for that type of thinking.
And this is a bit that I found a little bit I think sad is the word, talking to that lady, Marion, on the last episode of the podcast, and she very articulately expressed her belief in this great replacement theory, that we are deliberately, our government has a deliberate policy of replacing white Irish people with foreign nationals. When you hear a woman, and she was a mature woman, she's a retired woman, when you hear somebody like that believing in this, what does that, do you despair?
Yeah, there's an element of despair. There's an element of blame at Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael for allowing a vacuum to be filled with absolute nonsense, and excuse my language, absolute bullshit. That, yeah, but then the despair also turns to anger, because it turns to anger in the fact that a lot of these people saying these things probably have genuine issues or concerns with a lack of services or the rundown
nature
of their local areas. And that's genuine. But there seems to be this kind of logical jump then from going, right, we need to blame the councils or the government, to going, no, we'll just adopt some crazy, you know, American far right understanding that white Irish people are being replaced by black and Asian people. If that was true, I mean, then we would see Irish officials going to countries on the airplanes and bringing people back. That doesn't happen. A lot of people that arrive in Ireland have come here with just a shirt on their back, and they're on a boat, and there was no government official helping them over. They barely got over here with their lives, or they had to tear up their passport to try and stay on the plane so they wouldn't be deported back to a country where they might be killed. Like, there's no government officials joining them on these journeys.
No, and this is the point I was trying to make to Marion, and we've been ripped apart for arguing the point with her. But it is it's so bizarre a theory as to be ridiculous to hear it coming out of that woman's
Adrian,
mouth.
Excuse me, I'm not trying to be rude. You're older than me, Adrian.
Thank you.
You know for a fact that the Irish, years ago in England, there used to be some sections of the British population, especially the less educated, who genuinely believed that the English government were bringing in Irish people to take their jobs and to take away their houses, especially around the times of the IRA bombings in the 60s and 70s.
Yep,
and
absolutely.
A lot of people believed that rubbish. And Irish people had to deal with that. I know that any ginger hair or any Irish accent around the place, an English person would go, oh, look, there's another one of them. So that exact same type of thinking.
Yeah, no, you go. Yeah, no, you're dead right.
Irish people here.
Yeah, you're dead right about that. I was in London in the 80s, and regularly, anytime I went over to England in my own car, I was pulled in by the police and had the car ripped asunder and searched and everything else. All right, stay there for 1 second if you can, please. Patrick, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Patrick?
How is bad, not too bad.
Patrick, it is government policy to replace white Irish people with foreigners.
It seems that way. I work in the airport myself, and I actually work within a security firm in the airport. We, just on your last caller, actually said something there about passports being ripped up and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I was actually, me and a couple of the other lads I work with, we were told one day when we're going onto a plane, we have to rip this plane apart, basically, because there's supposedly a passport that was ripped up in flight. Now, whether or not this guy was ever let through, I don't know. I won't say he wasn't or was, I don't know. But the fact we had to look for that as well, it just shows that they are.
As a matter of interest, did you find the passport?
We found bits of it, but we can never find anything like a name or a picture. We found bits of the passport.
Right.
We have found the rest.
Okay, there's nobody denying that has happened, but the amount of times that is happening is continuing to go down. And as Joe just said, the amount of immigration into the country is falling for the first time in years. Yes, I agree that it has happened, that people have arrived into this country with no passport. I've always been of the belief that those same people should be put straight back on the same plane and sent back, 100%. to where they came from, and then deal with the English authorities or whatever for having no passport. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. But what's the point you're trying to make? Do you believe that the government has a policy of replacing the population of Ireland?
Well, can you answer me this question? Why do they secretly bring people in on buses? Like, you've seen it yourself, even back months ago. They were bringing them in on buses.
Okay, I can answer that question for you, because this happened in my area. I live, and I've mentioned this many times, I live a stone's throw from an IPAS centre, Patrick. I'd say about a 10-minute walk from an IPAS centre in Dublin. And that did happen in their area, that they were brought in at night. And the reason, I was told, that they are brought in at night is to cause minimum disruption, because they know that if a bus load arrives on a Sunday afternoon at 5 o'clock, there's going to be protests and stuff like that. And I agree with you, it is quite underhanded the way it's done, being ferried in the middle of the night. But you asked the question, that's the answer that I've been given, that it's for, well to stop riots and stuff like that, because we've seen what happens when residents, concerned citizens, see these people arriving in. There's uproar over it, and we've seen it in Coolock, we've seen it in many different places.
So again, Joe, my question is, do you believe it is a government policy to import foreigners and replace Irish people with them?
I do think so. I Adrian, honest to God, okay, there's that many of them that have been brought in like this.
Then if you believe that it is a government policy, why? Why would the government deliberately want to replace Irish people? If you can answer that question for me, then I'll listen to you.
I reckon that comes down to the European Union. The European Union's pushing all this. There's one country I know of that are actually pushing against it, and that's Poland, I believe. They're pushing back against it. They don't want them in there. They're not letting them in because their citizens aren't safe. Our citizens aren't safe. You've seen a guard on the street and he was attacked, nearly stabbed.
Yeah, by somebody who was born and bred in Ireland, born in this country.
Yeah, but what's in the background that he was of Muslim, something to do with him being a Muslim.
Yeah, but he was born in this country.
But again, if you think, say for instance, your theory is that they want to fill Ireland with Muslims so that the Muslim becomes the most popular religion in Ireland in 10 years' time, yeah? And if that is the case, so fast forward to 10 years, and there's more Muslims than Catholics in Ireland. What has the government gained by that? What has the EU gained?
I don't know what they've gained, but I know it's just a bad idea. We're losing our country to people who aren't even from here.
But how are we losing? How are we losing our country? My country. I don't feel like I'm losing my country. I believe it's more multicultural than ever before. And as I said, my young fellow's friends are all from different nationalities, different religions. I think it's great. He's learning about all these things. My young fellow, like most kids in this country, don't judge skin colour. You know, my young fella would never say, "I'm going out to play with my black friend today." He would never say, "I'm going out to play with my Indian friend." He would call them by their names. They don't see that.
Which is great to hear. But Patrick, you're concerned that in time, the Irish people will be a minority in this country. Is that your belief?
I do believe that. The way things are going, they're coming in quite often.
But I've just mentioned that the population, or sorry, the amount of immigrants coming into the country is actually on the decline. There are less people coming into the country. Joe, I want to just bring you back in for one second, Joe. Yeah. Joe, what do you make of what you're hearing? This man genuinely
no
believes...
No evidence has been supplied there.
No,
there's no evidence. It's just, I heard this, and I anecdotal stuff, I saw this. And then when you ask them a question, what benefit would the Irish government having loads of Muslims here? I don't know. I just know that.
And then this is
nonsensical rubbish that's easy to argue because they don't have to rely on facts or figures. They can just rely on some rubbish or bullshit that they heard online.
Okay, Patrick, what do you say to that? That what you're speaking about is utter and total bullshit.
No, and I'm very sure there's a lot of people in your comments that probably agree with me right now. It is going to go out of control. When was the last time we seen, you know, the crime rates have actually gone through the roof?
Ah, fuck off.
Whether or not they're being published, you know for a fact there's stuff happening. Look at Adamstown. That incident.
The selective choosing of crimes. What about what's interesting about these people is, remember that scene, that crime there, just a couple of weeks ago, a white Irish woman held in a house, jumped, bitten the shit out of, burnt, her hair pulled, threatened to be raped. Who did that? All white Irish men. No comment on it at all. Zero comment on it at all. What we have now at the moment in Ireland is a crime happens and racists like that caller there have no interest in the victim. They just care about the skin colour of the perpetrator. That's all they care about. And if once they find out that the perpetrator is white Irish, they forget about it. Because if they don't give a shit about the victims or rising crime, They just want to be able to say, oh, look, Johnny Black man there or Johnny Brown man over there committed that crime. That's why we shouldn't have immigrants in here.
I agree with you.
Basic level shit.
And this really annoys me. And this has happened over the last couple of years. And you're dead right. As soon as a serious crime happens, you know, it could be a murder, it could be a sexual assault, whatever the case may be. The main question now that's been asked on social media is, and like Twitter's a cesspit, I wouldn't even, you know, talk about Twitter, but on social media, the main question that people ask now, and so not how is the victim, it's what nationality, was the perpetrator? And that's wrong.
Disgusting.
All right, let me bring in more opinions as they're flying in here. Keep your comments coming in on 085-825-2626. This is Henry.
Hi, guys. People are saying there that we're being overrun by, say, black people and Arab people and Indian people and so on and so forth. But if they actually look into it, the largest non-national population in this country is British and Polish. They make up the vast majority of non-nationals here living in this country. And the only ones that are non-European that's highest above the list is India. And the rest of them are all from Europe, from France, from Spain, from Latvia, Lithuania, and places like that.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Now, this Facebook Messenger voice note is from Owen.
I would love to join your conversation. However, I am out here in Canada at the moment. I am about to start work here in 10 minutes. I'm just about to start my shift, 6 a.m. in the morning, working the mines. And, so I got a busy day ahead of me here. Unfortunately, I cannot join your topic. Best of luck, though. I really do hope that people are able to speak their mind and people can give both sides of their stories. I would like to add that a lot of the same things we're seeing at home is also happening here in Canada. They've battled with massive increase in immigration populations, mainly from areas of India and stuff like that. Big, massive Indian population, and there's been a massive housing shortage. A lot of young people. I live in a remote town, which is completely overtaken by Indians, and there is no jobs for younger people as they seem to only hire themselves. Now, I would also like to add that they are really hard workers, and they do the graft. They're hard workers. I won't say anything bad about them. The main issue I have with Ireland is the IPAS centres and the refugee centres. Most legal immigration in Ireland is fairly good, and we've got a lot of people coming in with money and they're buying up houses. Now, maybe there should be more of a incentive for Irish people to come back from abroad, from Australia and Canada. Maybe it's more incentives for Irish people to have children. I do notice myself, but a lot of my own friends back home, they are having a lot of children, although they're having children a lot later now than they have had over the last decade. People are starting to have children in their 30s now, rather, as opposed to their early 20s. Many of my friends have now got 2, 3, some of them have got 4 kids. And I am also returning myself full time back to Ireland the end of September. So I hope you hear my message. Maybe you can bring up some of these points out there, and wish you all the best.
Darren has been in touch and he is angry with Joe.
So that lad reckons immigration is down. Is he actually for real? Where is he getting his stats from? That's false information, what he's saying there. Immigration is down. Immigration has never been as up in this country's history. What is he fucking on about?
Right, Joe, that is that message directed at
Adrian,
you.
Adrian, this is another uneducated shite. Somebody who's decided not to look at the CSO figures released today. Somebody who's just going, oh, Donald Trump said Ireland is high immigration, so I think that too. I never said immigration hasn't increased in the last few years. I said it has. I said, but when you compare immigration up until April 2024 to immigration up until April 2025, it has gone down, which shows that, and that means in the most recent statistics released, as in just today, immigration has gone down compared to last year. It still is at a high. I'm not saying it isn't. No one's denying that. It is definitely higher than it was 5 years ago. But if it's already on the decline, that blows apart any great placement arguments, because it clearly shows that black people and Asian people and South American people are not coming here anymore as much. They're not coming here as more any much. And so what's the argument then? Exactly as the previous speaker said, is it that you don't want white English people from America or England or Europe replacing us? Because I like it, then it makes no sense. Do you know what I mean? If it's not based on skin colour, if it's not based on religion, it's just a nonsensical argument of a group of people who are trying to play the victim. That's what it is. Oh, we're being replaced. We're the victim. Rather than they get up off their fucking arses and call out the government for years of austerity and years of trouble. No, they'll just point a finger at Mohammed because he moved in down the road because it annoys them. This is base level, die in the wool racial politics of the Enoch Powell kind from the 1940s. It's basic shit, lads. It okay, needs to stop.
Stay there for a second. Quaylen, am I pronouncing your name right? Quaylen?
Yeah. No, it's just the left are coming in, and like realistically, if you're at any of the marches, you'll see the whole of Dublin will be covered in Irish people and tricolour. Soon as that march is over, 40 minutes later, you walk through Dublin, see, it's about the Irish person. You can sing Bella Ciao and raise your commie flag all you want. At the end of the day, your virtual signal dickheads, the whole lot. That's my opinion on it.
Meaning what? Explain that to me. I've a caller called Joe on the line here. Explain to me what you mean by that.
All you have to do is look at people that are going. If you see a new property development come up housewise, you look at the queues for those properties. How many Irish are in it? There's not a lot.
I don't know. I've never seen one of these queues.
Like, you can see the clips online. It's all Indians. The Indians are coming in here legally, getting a mortgage between four people, buying up properties all over the country. Do you know what I mean? These people want to go out and stand for people before profit and Sinn Féin, this, that and the other. They're controlled opposition. They have done absolutely nothing in this country.
Okay, so do you believe, and this is the conversation we're trying to have here, do you believe that there is a deliberate government policy to replace the Irish population?
It's not a government policy. It's a UN and EU policy that's being pushed on the Irish government. It's Agenda 30.
Agenda 30.
It is Agenda 30.
And that involves...
It's not a conspiracy theory when it's on official documents from the UN and the United States.
How is it not a conspiracy theory when it's when he's talking about the EU and the UN bringing people into Ireland? Well, the UN has no right to bring anybody into Ireland. And the EU, we have agreements in place, free movement of people, free movement to travel with other European nations.
So the EU has free movement to travel for Indians and Pakistanis who are not in with the EU, though.
Can I ask you a question?
Quaylen,
if you got admitted into hospital tomorrow, the chances are that the person dealing with you in that hospital could very well be Indian. Are you going to say, get away from me, I don't want your help?
Well, sir, if it's the hospital, you kind of have to go there. You don't really have a choice, do you?
The point that they do the anti-immigration protest, they can do the surgery on you instead. The lads that run the anti-immigration protest, they should get the doc jobs as the doctors and nurses instead. They'd help us all out, wouldn't they?
You see, the point I'm trying to make, Quaylen, is if only for nations like India and the Philippines and places like that, our entire health system would fall apart without the people that are actually working in this country from places like the Philippines and India.
And this isn't a trick question, but I'm not trying to catch you out. I've always just been fascinated that when people say Ireland for the Irish, what do you mean by that statement when you say Ireland? Sorry? No, let
him. He means whiter.
Well, I don't know. Let him answer. Quaylen, when you say Ireland for the Irish, do you mean that we should close the borders and not let Spanish students in? Do you mean...
I think you should close every border into the country until you have this mess of a country sorted.
So close...
And then you can talk about immigration, if you want to.
So does that mean someone living up in Belfast can't come down? Does that mean someone in England...
Well, there's Catholics and there's Protestants. You'd know that now as well.
No, but hang on, I'm asking
there's
you...
There's Catholics and there's Protestants.
Does that mean...
What the fuck does that mean?
Catholics can come to the Republic anytime they want. Okay, let me ask.
Let me ask you a question.
That's the first time I've ever heard you guys say they're against loyalists. Usually, you're up their fucking arses.
Let me ask you a question, Quayle. On a group of girls from Birmingham wanting to come over to Dublin for a weekend for a hen night. Six of them want to come over to Temple Bar for their friend's hen night from Birmingham over to.
Aren't you a mental health advocate?
No, are they allowed in? I'm just asking you a question. Are they allowed in?
Where, from Birmingham?
Yeah, from Birmingham or Newcastle, wherever. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm pretty sure six girls or five girls from Birmingham ain't going and like the Muslim battle.
Oh my Jesus.
Racist shit from a thick ignorant prick.
Quaiden, you're absolutely
Islamophobic shit from a thick ignorant prick.
Like, realistically, if you look into that book, she was consummated.
Oh, get off the phone. Seriously.
Get off, you racist Islamophobic cunt.
Get off. Get off the line. Get off the line. Get off the line. You're a disgusting human. Honest to God. I'm trying to have reasoned debate here.
Adrian, Jeremy, I'm going to go because I'm not interested in listening to
and
you.
I'll be honest with you. I don't blame you.
But I don't want to deal with these so many.
I want to ask Quaiden one more question because I want to try and get inside. Quaiden, do you believe that the border should be completely closed off to everybody outside the Republic of Ireland? That Spanish students can't come over to study here, that Italians can't come over because a lot of Italians study here, that literally you want nobody from outside Ireland being let into the country. Is that what you're calling for?
Have people coming into a country that's already fucked, lads.
No.
You need to shut down the country. You need to rebuild it.
Okay, this country isn't fucked.
Like,
this country
like
is
Legoland. He thinks Ireland is like Legoland.
Jeremy, you said the same thing. You live a stone's throw away from an iPad.
I do, correct.
Okay?
That's the fact, yeah.
A stone's throw isn't a 10-minute walk, Jeremy.
Yes.
Yeah, it's not.
What are we
gonna? A stone's throw is 2 minutes down the road. It's not a 10-minute walk through.
Oh, we're going to argue about the distance here,
okay,
right?
Final question.
You know what I mean? It's not even that.
Jeremy, I'm
you're,
sorry.
You're bought and paid for the two of you.
I'm sorry, Jeremy. I'm not listening to that shite. You're bought and paid for. Get off the fucking line.
I hear you.
You're bought and paid for by fascists from America.
I'm disgusted. I despise that sort of attitude. That because we have an opinion like we are, we were bought by the government. Like, seriously, it's just...
Like, Adrian, Adrian, you have many times over the years, not just on this show, on many shows, tires have been a fork in a gale for harming the Irish people. Mm-hmm. So when people say things like that, it's so stupid. Like, again, me and myself, I don't need to be open. I'm totally anti-government. I've no time for Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. But the minute we try and adopt an anti-racist position, they're so black and white, excuse the pun. They think, well, if you're not racist like us, then you must be pro Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael.
Childish. Yeah, I agree. And for people like Quaylen, who is convinced that we're paid for by the government, first of all, I'd love to see evidence of the checks that we've got for the government, because I've never got a penny from them. In fact, Quaylen,
I'm just saying,
he's still listening. I've never even claimed the dole. I've never got a penny from any government body. I worked from the age of 16. I've never got a penny. But Quaylen, there's no hope for someone like you, because that you are just completely filled with hate. You're complete. You assume that every person that comes into the country wants to rape children. That's just not true. There are people coming into the country that are dangerous.
Yep.
We would all agree on that. There are people coming into the country with serious mental health issues that could do dangerous things. That is true as well. They need to be vetted. But to suggest that everybody coming into the country is here to rape children is just a fucked up attitude to have.
I agree.
I feel sorry for you, Quaylen. I really do.
Yeah. Joe, I know I'm not going to keep any long. But you're a great caller. Thanks very much indeed for talking to us.
Thanks so much. Thank you.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Keith, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Keith?
How are things, lads? My thing is here to Joe, the all-knowing. This is happening in every Western white country, right? You've got to be fucking ignorant to think that it's not a replacement. Now, you ask, what are they replacing for, right? Votes. You know the people aren't going to vote for them no more, so they're bringing them in. So what you see when they bring these people in, they run to them and say, now, look, we'll get you citizenship and you'll have to vote for us. We don't answer to that, Joe.
Joe's gone off the line because he doesn't want to listen to any more of this. I can't say I blame him, but so
hang on a second, Adrian. The podcast is called Opinions Matter. The only one caller is on that you agree with.
No, I'm just saying why Joe hung up.
I want to hear what Keith has to say. I want to hear Keith.
Keith's theory is the government are deliberately importing people to because those people will be very grateful and they'll vote for Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael in the future.
But that's not the way it really.
They don't do this for Ireland. They do this for the name of the party. They keep the party going. They couldn't give two fucking shits about us. You don't have to deal with us.
Okay, Keith, where you live?
But they could do it for the names of them, like Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael. Or people we fought proper for that. They're all in a race when these people come in to tell them that they brought them here, they get them citizenship, and they are causing the problems on our streets. England is a hair's breadth away from civil war. You think that won't spill out over here?
Okay, Keith, when you where you live, I don't need to know where you live, but where you live, do you feel like the Irish people are a minority? Do you feel like a minority?
I believe we're heading that way, yes, big time. But basically, they're told to shut up, sit down, and accept what's coming in. And if you open your mouth, you know, you have the lefties come along. But these lefties are lawyers, and anyway, they will tell you anything. They'll say, fuck a mask to get their own way.
But lefty or righty or whatever the case may be, I don't see it that way, Keith. I see... Every Irish person wants the same thing, and that's a safe country. I want, you know, you would consider me a woke lefty, I'm sure, and most people call me woke, they don't even know what the word woke means, but you would probably consider me a lefty. But here's the thing, Keith, as a father of two girls, I want a safe country to live in, but I would take a more pragmatic and more sensible approach to it. Like the Quaylen that was on a few minutes ago, close the borders, don't let anybody in, don't let American tourists in, don't let Spanish in. Like, that's just not practical.
That was wrong because we do need tourism in this country, and the tourism has had to be destroyed. So if you get all these people and send them back to where they came from, we can open up them hotels again, welcome the tourists in, we're coming over to see Ireland for what it is.
Keith, a lot of those hotels were lying idle. A lot of the hotels that have asylum seekers in them weren't doing any business. That's why they
Of course they were, because lockdown shut them down. And we all remember, right, the government came out and said, we have a plan to save the tourist industry for after the lockdown. This was the plan.
But would you also agree, Keith, that if we're to talk about Indian people coming here, would you agree that without Indian people, Pakistani people, and
Filipinos,
that our health system would literally fall apart? Because if you fell down the stairs today...
Not a chance, because I can tell you right now, right, if that people weren't coming here, we'd be training our youth, we wouldn't be sending them off. We wouldn't be sending them off to other countries, we'd be training them. Now we have heaps of nurses all around the world who's asking, give them a reason to come home.
Send all these people
with their fake fucking medical degrees back to where they came from, and let's bring the Irish home.
Keith, I have two friends who are both nurses, a male and a female nurse, and they both live in Australia, yeah? And can I tell you why they live there? They don't live there for any other reason that they want to be able to go to Bondi Beach every day. They live just outside Sydney. They wanted to go there because they wanted
a better lifestyle.
For a better lifestyle.
And I know two people as well.
I've asked her before. I said, would you ever come back to Ireland? She says, I even fucking hate coming back for Christmas. She says, I come back to see my mother. She is loving life over in Australia. There's nothing we could do, Keith. We could lay out red carpet for her. She wants to live in Australia. And it's purely because of the weather and it's a better lifestyle. That's the only reason.
The majority of people, and he did put a photograph out, I think about a year or two ago, saying give us a reason to come home. You know, this is
okay,
with the Irish that's abroad. They don't want to come home because of the state that takes us in.
Say that again. They don't want to come home. They don't want to come home for what reason? Hello? He's gone.
That's a great replacement. We've just replaced him. We haven't woken up on Keith, by the way. Just the phone signal where he is awful.
Ed, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Ed?
All right, guys. How are you?
Good, Ed. What do you want to say on this?
Yeah, no, I don't really get what your woman means by white Irish. Like, what about the other people that come from EU countries, including myself?
Well, listening to callers like Quaylen a while ago, you should go home as well. Get out of here.
Ah, for fuck's sake. Okay, I was told by an Irish person to actually go back home. I was actually messaged by him online and saying, you're the reason why this country is fucked up. Go back home. Like, what a racist behavior.
And in what context was that said to you? Why did this person say this to you?
Just out of the blue, he was harassing me online, saying I'm the reason why this country is fucked up and I should go back home.
What did you say to that? How did you reply to that?
I just didn't know really what to say because, like, seriously, like... Without the immigrants, yeah, I agree there. The economy wouldn't have be as well as it is now. Like, because look at this now. Like, people from Croatia, people from wherever they come from, like they're opening up their own barbers. Like the Turkish people, they're opening up their own barbers, and they, you know, they give people great haircuts. Like, what's wrong with that?
So. That sort of attitude that we've heard from several callers on this episode, that sort of attitude is leading to people like you. You're here most of your life, is that right?
20 years, yeah.
20 years, okay. And where are you originally from?
Lithuania.
So you're here to stay. You're not going anywhere. You're staying here in Ireland. But that sort of attitude directed at people like you, it obviously is extremely toxic. What do you say to people who have that sort of attitude, that sort of opinion?
Piss off, like that's what I would say. Piss off.
Simple as. 085-825-2626 is our WhatsApp number.
Can I just address something? The conspiracy theorists are flying now saying that we cut Keith off.
We didn't cut Keith off.
Can I just explain to you?
I did cut Quaidan off earlier on.
You'd admit that. Adrian did not cut Keith off. His line dropped, as you heard there. We've no desire to cut people off. I've always said this from day one that we started this podcast. This podcast is based on people having disagreements with each other and having opposing views. So if we were to have every person on saying the same thing, it would be a boring podcast. We actually ask for all comments to come on. So we didn't cut Keith off.
Mark, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Mark?
I honestly think that you did cut Quaidan off, or Adrian did earlier on.
No, we did.
I'm not admitting that. I did cut him off, yeah. I did.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think that...
Can I tell you why I cut him off? I cut him off
I was listening to the show, Adrian. I seen why you cut him off, because you disagreed with what you had to say.
Mark, I cut him off because he was spouting dangerous shite. He was making accusations about foreigners being rapists. That is just not true. So that's why I cut him off.
How do you know that it's not true?
Because, okay, there are some foreigners who are racists. There are some foreigners who are rapists. There are some rapists that are foreigners. But
can I tell you, Mark, why?
Adrian, you've only just come on.
Hatred against foreign nationals.
Yeah, you're going to say that, Adrian. You're going to say he's inciting hatred, because that's what you do to a lot of the callers you disagree with, all right?
So go on, educate
me. I'm going to say that fella Joe that was on, right? I would class him. Now, I've been branded a far-right racist myself, right? By left-wing people like yourself, right? Because I don't agree with illegals that come in here and that are staying in hotels and iPad centres, right? And they are being prioritised over the Irish people, right? The homeless Irish people, right? The people that, like, that argument that, oh, are we to stop bringing hen parties from Birmingham, or people that are coming? What about if we send all the Filipinos nurses home and the doctors, the Asian doctors
That was my point, that was my reply to Quaidan. who said he wants to close the borders completely. He wants, like, do you remember in the Simpsons movie when they put a big dome over Springfield? And I'm not being glib about this. The Simpsons movie, they put a big dome over Springfield and nobody could leave Springfield and nobody could go into Springfield. And that's what he was talking about. He wanted to close. So that's why I put that to him, to find out who exactly he wants coming
Mark,
into
Mark, okay, let me go back to the point of this conversation. And that was the lady that we had on yesterday who believes that as a country, our government has a deliberate policy of replacing the Irish population with foreign nationals. Do you believe that?
I don't know, right? That's the true answer. To be honest with you, I wouldn't be surprised, because our government has zero accountability. It has the least trust of the Irish people that in fucking any generation, from what I can tell, right? Nobody trusts the government. Nobody likes the government, right? At the moment in this country. And you can argue all you like, but that's just a fact, right?
I would argue that it's not a fact, because the facts are the matter.
Yeah, well, you would.
No, some people are unhappy with the government, but Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael were voted in by the electorate.
So for you to say, Mark, that everybody, and I agree with you, a lot of people aren't, but for you to say, maybe the people on Twitter aren't happy, but if you look at the number...
Jeremy, if you and Adrian were to come walking through Dublin City Centre, right, and we were to ask, just say about 1,000 people, right, what is their opinion of the government? Do you mean to tell me that, like, 80% of them people wouldn't have bad things to say about...
Well, answer me a question then, Mark. Why, only a matter of months ago, did Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael have enough votes to form another government? They won the election between them, and they formed a government. Why, if people are so unhappy, why was an alternative government not formed?
Because we had nobody else to vote for. We have literally no other party. We have no opposition.
Sorry.
We have no opposition party.
The Irish Freedom Party. Mm. Why didn't you vote for them?
How long have they been sourced? When have they been born?
But I'm just saying there are parties that exist that support your views of anti-immigration, Mark. Those parties actually do exist. I mean, what's your man saying?
And they've only been created, Jeremy, in the last year or two.
Hang on a sec, Mark. Your man, what's his name? Little short fella. I can never remember his name. I get it. You know the little short fella.
The little short fella.
I wanted to make a point then as well about, is it just saying if we send all the Filipinos and the people, the doctors in our hospitals, our whole infrastructure would fall apart, our economy, those people came here through the appropriate channels with a passport to work and to better their lives, right? They didn't come in off a boat to be shipped into iPad centres at 3, 4 o'clock in the morning. Do you know what I mean? They didn't rip the passport up on cheap flights over from whatever, the Middle East somewhere, right, on planes. They didn't come from England through the north, right, knowing that they can easily access the Republic of Ireland without any documentation. These are the people that we don't want in our country. We want the Irish people, right, the Irish homeless people. We want the Irish people that want to try and get help for the first time. We want our people prioritised over illegals, whether they be Indian, whether they be Chinese, whether they be Asian. That's what we want, right? And we're not far right or racist for wanting that either.
Okay, so again, I'm going to ask you the question.
Justin Barris is the man's name.
Okay, do you believe that there is a deliberate policy of importing people into this country to replace the Irish population? Just a yes or no?
I do. Yes, I do.
And do you know how ridiculous that sounds?
Yeah, no, listen, you think it's ridiculous because you're probably been subsidised.
Oh, there we go again.
See, and this is why you cut the other fella off, right?
I didn't cut the other fella off because he was making absolutely vile comments about foreign nationals.
Okay,
Can I
ask you a question, please? By the way, we were talking about, just to rewind back about the parties. So you had the Irish Freedom Party, you had the National Party to vote for. To say there's no opposition parties that lean far right is wrong. There are. Now,
these parties have been in power for centuries, okay. Right? Labour, right? These parties have only been created in the last couple of years due to what's going on in the government,
okay,
all the corruption.
But my question to you, Mark, is why aren't people voting for them?
Well, I think the reason they're not voting for them is because the younger people aren't bothering to vote. And a lot of people, I think, have the opinion that, you know what, they're not going to vote because it doesn't really make a difference, because they know that Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, regardless of if they do go and vote, they're going to get into power either way. So they're not even voting using their vote. But I think if the majority, even 90, 95% of the, say, the 18 to 25 to 30 bracket, if they did vote and the people that actually were going to go out and use their vote to vote, right, I think there would be a different outcome than what we see now with Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, and
But unfortunately, we live in a democracy, and that's how governments
get
elected.
We don't really live in a democracy.
We do. You have the power.
But we don't.
In what way do we not? Tell me how we don't.
Because we're being dictated. We're being told what to do by the government. We're not even being given referendums to decide. Like, about the immigration pact, right? We were told that we're getting these fucking illegals in whether we like it or not. Ireland should have been put to the Irish people in a referendum, right? And they should have decided whether they wanted migrants in this country or not. And I guarantee you, if it was put to the Irish people, well then, that migration
Mark, if you look at it 25 years ago when Polish people came over here in their droves, absolutely, there was no protest or anything like that to that. In fact,
because they were coming all over with passports probably to work and for a better life.
Yes, they came over.
Exactly. The people that are coming over now are not coming over with any passports. We're talking about possible rapists. Do you know what I mean? Possible
but
criminals.
Anybody that comes into the country is a possible. You're a possible rapist. I'm a possible. I've every single person.
No, we're not. Because we're born here.
So you can't be a rapist if you're born in Ireland. Is that what you're saying?
No, you can't. And there are. That's what I mean. We've got enough criminals of our own without importing all the third world criminals in to make it that country.
I think, by the way, Mark, we're arguing here, but I think we're all in agreement. We've said is people don't listen to this when we say these things in the podcast.
Well, myself, but they're not in agreement
myself and Adrian have said.
We've only said it on this episode that if somebody arrives into this country without a passport, they should be put straight back onto
the
plane.
We've said this 100,000 times
and sent back to where they came from. They shouldn't be let into this country.
Mark, before we go on a slightly off the point, but this is just something that my piss. You said there a few minutes ago that we're in the pockets of the government. So I'm going to put it to you, and I'm going to give you. Nobody laughing at
me. I'm not.
You're going to disagree with me on that because
What I want you to do, is, by the way, you've no idea who I voted for in the last general election. I'm going to give you 24 hours, Mark, to prove that myself and Adrian have received funds on this podcast from the Irish government and are being told like that the literally behind my back here there's a government
the civil servant poking you in the back of the head.
Jeremy, how am I supposed to get, in 24 hours, fact? Yeah, listen, I'm sure there are a number of MPs in the Dáil, right, that are getting brown envelopes handed on the hush-hush, right, without anyone noticing. I'm hardly going to find proof of you still getting brown envelopes off the government, if you know what I mean.
But no, you said it. You said something. So if I say something, I have to be
exactly
able to prove
because
it
that's
true.
The way you go on. That's the way you push your opinion. So, you push your opinion on people.
You, I want to ask you, Mark, with your hand on your heart now, okay? Okay, thinking with your brain for a second, okay? With your hand on your heart, do you honestly in your wildest dreams believe that every month or every week there is a check arriving, or I don't know, do checks still exist?
No, they don't. No, bank transfer.
Okay, or Revolut. That myself and Adrian are getting money into our accounts from a government source. And
in order to peddle a certain narrative.
And with that check, I mean, Mark, you've listened to us for years. You know our opinions on certain things.
Because
our opinion differs from your opinion,
we must be paid.
Oh, listen, you cut someone off earlier, Adrian, because his opinion differed from yours. So
Mark. I cut him off because he was making very dangerous, nasty comments about foreigners.
They weren't very dangerous. He was
inciting hatred, and you're not doing that, so I haven't cut you off, okay? There was a specific reason I cut him off. I haven't cut you off.
He wasn't inciting hatred. He was suggesting something, and you didn't agree with it.
Listen back to the podcast.
There's a difference between Mark. See, I've had this argument with people before. There's a difference. And by the way, I could talk to you all day. I have no desire to cut you off. There's a difference between facts and opinion. Okay, so an opinion, Mark, and I'm not trying not to talk down to you here. An opinion is I went to see the new Naked Gun movie last week, and it was crap. That's an opinion. Okay. So I'm entitled.
Yeah, I know
to
what it. Opinion is. I know what the difference between a fact and an opinion.
A fact is. It's 23 degrees out today. How is that a fact? Because the thermometer says so. That's the difference between. So when someone says that every foreigner is coming into this country to rape women and children, okay, that is he's stating it as a fact because he's saying that is a fact. But it's not a fact.
Well, hold on. If I change it and says that there are foreigners that have come into this country that have raped women and children, that's a fact.
Nobody's going to argue that.
Yeah, that's a
nobody's
fact.
Nobody's going to argue.
Right.
But what that caller was saying was all foreigners are here with ill intent, and that's just not true. And that's why I cut him off, okay?
Right. Well, I'm sure if you looked at like proper, I don't know even if the guards have these sort of statistics, but since the influx of illegal immigrants into the country, I'm sure that rapes and stabbings and crime have gone
you're
up.
Sure. 100%. You're sure about that?
Listen.
Adrian, hold on.
Do you not think so? Do you live in this country?
No, I don't think so. I believe we have a crime problem, but I don't believe it's just foreigners that are causing crime in Ireland.
You have 24 hours now. You go and get the statistics, right? And come back to me tomorrow and let me know the statistics,
okay,
right?
Okay, so here's the deal. You both have homework to do. You have to prove that we got government funding. Mark, in 24 hours, and Adrian, you have to prove about... Well, by the way, you can just look up the crime stats. I mean, they're everywhere.
Anyway, Mark, thanks very much. I didn't cut you off, okay?
Yeah, I was expecting to be cut off.
And by the way, Mark, a lot of people annoyed. It's amazing the things that people know. There's no MPs in Dáil Éireann.
Yeah.
well, TDs, sorry, yeah. TDs.
That's okay. That wasn't me.
Let me squeeze in a few more opinions.
Cut them off.
This is Martin.
Afternoon, guys. I think I'm a bit late to the party, but I do think it's a bit on the strong side to say a great replacement. And you all know my views on immigration. But you can see where people are coming from, especially where Jeremy and Keith are talking about the nurses there and the doctors, how there's hundreds of nurses every year coming out of universities qualified, and they're going off to England, Australia, America, Canada, wherever, because the money is shite here. And then they're bringing in people from India and the Philippines. So you can see why people think Irish people are being replaced. Like, all the money we have in the country and the HSE falling to shit. You know, like, they're going buying up City West, but they won't put the money into the HSE. That's a different conversation. But, that's my thought on it.
All right, thanks very much indeed, Martin. And Jonathan...
Well, boys, you probably won't play this one either. But to answer the question that you just asked there, the reason that we're being flooded with all these foreign nationals is for the vote. Because let's not forget, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael are down 20% over the last 10 years in the amount of people voting for them. So they're losing their base, and they're losing at a rapid pace now at this stage. And it's picking up. They scraped in the last election because a lot of morons in this country didn't vote. And that's a fact. But hopefully they'll vote in the next election. So to answer your question, the reason they got in was by a fucking slim margin. They're stealing people's votes and sharing them amongst themselves to keep their numbers up, and then going at the government with opposition that they swore they'd never go into government with. How can you leave anything these people say? But this is the reason. This is the reason we're being flooded now with all these foreign nationals. It's a brand new voting base they're after. It's as simple as that. You probably won't play this, but go on ahead.
Well, we did play it, Jonathan. Okay?
And again, Jonathan, there are far-right political parties that you can vote for.
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow, click on the bell icon on Spotify, and you'll be notified every time we upload a new episode. I'm Adrian, he's Jeremy. Thank you for listening, and we'll catch you on the next one.